KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, let's take a look at sports action around the area. First, in high school sports yesterday, the first round of the girls' state golf tournament was completed yesterday at four different locations. Class 1A was at the Ames Golf and Country Club. Boyer Valley is in fourth place after the first day with a 393 team score. They were led by Caitlin Nielsen with a 92 and Alexia Miller with a 94. Bishop Garrigan leads the pack at 342. Among the local individuals looking for medals are Jenna Reynolds of Griswold. She shot a first round 92. That's plus 21. Reese Snyder of Cam carded a 101, that's plus 30. Avery Downing of Sydney shot 99, plus 28. And Kylie Powers of IKM Manning shot 90, that's a plus 19 total. Madeline Stryker of Edgewood-Colesburg and Greenlee Smock of Linville Sully are tied at the top with 77s after the first round yesterday. Class 2A is at the American Legion Golf Course in Marshalltown. Van Meter leads after day one with a 349. Trainer is ninth with a 416. The Cardinals are led by Brooklyn Curran. She shot an 87, and Maddie Lewis had a 90. Abby Cobb of Panorama shot a plus 1687 yesterday. Four players are tied at the top with first round totals of 78 in the individual competition. Class 3A is at River Valley Golf Course in Adel with Creston in 10th place with a 413 total. The Panthers were led by Riley Driscoll's 85. Washington leads the team race with a 340 total. Grace Pettit of Carroll shot a plus 22 score of 94 yesterday. Eden Lorbach of Gilbert leads with a 76 after day one. Class 4A, the meet is at Otter Creek in Ankeny. West Des Moines Valley leads the way, shooting a 304 team total. And Valley's Paige Hoffman scorched the course yesterday with a first round 4-under par 67. Today's final round begins at 8:30 this morning. That's when the first tee times will head off the tees. Well, the girls' regional soccer tournament semifinals were held on Tuesday in Class 1A Region 1. Tri-Center beat Western Christian 6-0. Bishop Helan Catholic a 3-0 winner over Unity Christian. In Class 1A Region 2, Trainer 10-0 over Missouri Valley, and St. Albert beat East Sac County 6-1. And in Class 1A Region 3, Gilbert beat Nottoway Valley West Central Valley 9-0. Van Meter over Centerville 10-0. That sets up Friday's regional finals. Class 1A Region 1, Bishop Helan Catholic will play at Tri-Center. That's a 5 o'clock start time. In Region 2, at 6 o'clock, St. Albert will play at Trainer on Friday night. And the Region 3 final will be Van Meter at Gilbert. That's also a 6 o'clock start on Friday night. Well, the boys' state soccer tournament is through the first round yesterday at County Park in Des Moines. And here's a look at those first round results. A Class 1A top seed Burlington Notre Dame, a 4-1 winner over Columbus Catholic. Number 4-seeded Regina Catholic beat Greene County 3-0. It was 3rd-seeded West Liberty, edging number 6-seed St. Albert by a score of 2-1. And 2nd-seeded Western Christian beating North Fayette Valley 2-0 to advance. In Class 2A first-round action yesterday, top-seeded Xavier was a 1-0 winner over Marion. ADM knocked off Pella 2-1. It was Bondurant Farrar 4-1 over Sergeant Bluff Luton, and Dallas Center Grimes 1-0 over Waverly Shellrock. In Class 3A first-round play, top-seeded Iowa City West 5-1 over Sioux City West. West Des Moines Valley 1-0 over Ankeny Centennial. That was in penalty kicks. 4-2 on the penalty kicks for Valley as they win it. Pleasant Valley beat Cedar Rapids Prairie 1-0 in Johnston over Cedar Falls 6-0. That sets up today's semifinal matches. At noon today, Burlington Notre Dame will play Regina Catholic, and that'll also 1A, that's in 1A action. 1A also at 12:10 today, West Liberty facing Western Christian. Also Class 3A or 2A action today at 2:30, Xavier plays ADM. At 2:40, Bondurant Farrar faces Dallas Center Grimes. And the 3A matches today in the semifinals at 5 o'clock, Iowa City West plays West Des Moines Valley. And at 5:10, Pleasant Valley will face off against Johnston, the winners advancing to the championship matches. In high school softball around the area last night, bunch of doubleheaders in the Hawkeye 10 Conference. Atlantic easily swept past Clarinda twice, big, 17-0 and 14-0 were the scores. Creston split with Harlan, 6-3 Creston in the opener. Harlan won 4-3 in the nightcap. Lewis Central took 2 from Red Oak. by scores of 2-1 and 21-5. And it was Denison Sleswig over Glenwood twice, 8-4 and 4-3 in 8 innings. In the corner conference, it was Griswold over Stanton 6-1. Also, Sydney beat East Mills 12-0. Western Iowa Conference play saw Riverside beat IKM Manning 22-7. Underwood over AHSTW 10-0. Logan Magnolia 10-0 over Missouri Valley. Trainer at Tri-Center was postponed. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Exira EHK over Glidden Ralston 13-2. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Cam 3-2. Woodbine over West Harrison 17-1. Arweva at Boyer Valley was postponed. Also in Pride of Iowa Conference play, Nottoway Valley beat Southwest Valley 15-5. Mount Air over Lennox 11-1. In Missouri River Conference play, Lamar's over Thomas Jefferson 11-0 and 12-0 in a doubleheader. Abe Lincoln beat Sioux City East 7-6, and the East came back to win the second game 12-0. In Bluegrass Conference play, Seymour over Orient Maxburg 13-8. Also in non-conference action, it was Audubon topping Bedford 22-8, while Carroll beat Kemper Catholic 5-2. That's in girls' softball play. In boys baseball action last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, several doubleheaders there as well. It was Atlantic beating Clarinda 9-7 in the first game of that doubleheader. Clarinda came back to win the second game 13-3. Harlan swept a pair from Creston 10-6 and 8-0. St. Albert beat Shenandoah 20-16. It was Lewis Central taking two from Red Oak 19-0 and 17-1. Denison Sleswig beating Glenwood twice 1-0 and 11-10 in 8 innings. In Western Iowa Conference play, Underwood beat AHSTW 9-1. IKM Manning over Riverside 6-3. Missouri Valley beat Logan Magnolia 18-3. Trainer at Tri-Center was postponed. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Exira EHK over Glidden Ralston 12-0. Coon Rapids Bayard 4-3 over Cam. Arweva beat Boyer Valley 6-4. Woodbine over West Harrison 3-0. In the Corner Conference, Stanton over Griswold 10-4. Sydney beat East Mills 16-1. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley over Southwest Valley 7-3. Mount Air beat Lennox 3-0. From the Missouri River Conference, Sioux City East took two from Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 10-0 and 12-2. In Bluegrass Conference play, Orient Maxburg beat Seymour 15-10. And in non-conference action, Audubon 13-0 over Bedford. Tri-Center beat West Central Valley by a score of 11-0. Also, action continues tonight in girls' regional soccer play in 2A as Lewis Central will host Harlan tonight and Glenwood is at home against Panorama. Those are regional semifinals tonight in Class 2A. In Major League Baseball, Edmundo Sosa drove in Tyler O'Neill in the ninth inning as the Cardinals rallied to beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 3-2. Also, Andrew Benintendi hit a go-ahead grand slam and Salvador Perez had a couple of home runs as Kansas City beat the Pirates 10-5. Also, Cubs over the Padres 4-3. Indians beat the White Sox 6-5. Yankees over the Rays in 11, 5-3. Orioles beat the Twins 7-4. Blue Jays over the Marlins 5-1. Phillies 17-3 over the Reds. Nationals beat the Braves 11-6. Tigers over the Brewers 10-7. Astros 5-1 over the Red Sox. Rockies beat the Rangers in 11 innings 3-2. Diamondbacks needed 10 to beat the Mets 6-5. Angels over the Giants 8-1. And the A's beat the Mariners 12-6. And the St. Louis Cardinals have placed Jack Flaherty on the 10-day injured list. He has what is being described as a significant oblique injury, and there's no timetable yet for his return. Luis Oviedo is expected to take Flaherty's place in the rotation with him on the IL. That's Check of Sports here this morning. KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic.